Should she stay or should she go? Whatever the answer is, apparently I'm supposed to just stop talking about it.
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for October 9th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me.
That is you.
It is me, all over. And thank you, Janine, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Let's dive right in, shall we? I did a week's worth of Hillary. You know, she's doing the Hillary book tour, such as it is, What Happened, and blaming just about everything on it, except for, of course, herself. Let me just run through what the storyline was, and then we can talk about the comments, okay? Should we do it that way?
We got a lot, so go ahead.
Oh, we did? Yeah, I know. But most of them are shut up. But
well, yeah, but most of them are just are going to be representative of
okay.
many, many comments.
So the storyline basically went like this. This is, how can we miss you when you never go away? This is Honey Bunny, who, of course, is a very, very, very thinly veiled version of Hillary. And the storyline goes on, and they go, you haven't... You know, I just love the second gag because she, you know, why do you blame everyone? But, you know, and she goes, you haven't read the book. He goes, either of you. She says, I don't know why that made me giggle, but it did. Laws don't apply to her. She's not blaming herself. And I love this line. She's one of the guys, I think it was Carmen or Winslow, one of those two. I say, I think she's getting to it. It'll be somewhere between Bernie Bros and the weather, which, by the way, she has blamed both.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those are on the list. She's another gag. She says, stop demeaning my whining with silly facts concerning the Electoral College and why we have an Electoral College. I imagine people commented on that and want to get rid of it. A lot of people want to get rid of it.
Yes.
There really are very, very powerful reasons to have it. It gives states like Vermont or Michigan and Wisconsin, for instance, some genuine power in the election, as we all witnessed. And I think that's an important facet. And, the last one was a Saturday gag, and that was Carmen Winslow on their Thinking Rock. There's a mushroom cloud in front of them, and Winslow is saying, he tweeted again, didn't he? So now you're all caught up. So let me have it, Janine.
Okay, Jerry writes, Scott, you're not a contrarian. It would be good if you were. I won't stoop to label what you are, because the fact Hillary is not going away is reward enough.
Okay.
And we got this letter, which I like.
Okay.
We'll like it.
Well, you like
end.
It.
Okay. No, you'll read at the end, you'll see. But it's like, find something new for your comic, in quotes, strip. Stale topics, Hillary and election / book tour are stale. You must be more creative to keep your reputation current as topical and fresh. Good luck for a new approach. Loyal reader, Jan.
Okay, Jan. Well, listen, that this is relevant. She's on a book tour. What Happened is Hillary's book. She's on all of the late night shows. She's on the Talking Head shows. She's going to bookstores. She's making herself extremely public. I've said this before on the podcast, and I'll say it again. She's running again. In 2020, she will be a candidate, unless some health issues kick in. I guarantee it. Everyone poo-poos that. Says, oh, she'll be too old. I go, well, the president will be old. They already are old, but they will be older, and I guess 75 is the new 55?
Something like that.
Sure, let's go with that.
So they say?
I love it. I'm 58, and I love it. That's the new 40. Horse crap. It absolutely is not. But anyway, go
Doug
on.
Doug writes, enough is enough. If you want to dump on a Democratic woman, pick on Nancy Pelosi or Elizabeth Warren. They are still in positions where they can affect your future and mine. But Hillary is just doing a book tour. She's no longer a political figure of any importance at all. So grow up, get over it, and find somebody new to pick on.
There is something to be said for that. But again, she is very high profile right now. And
she also has a lot of influence.
She does have a lot of influence, and she will run again. She will be a candidate. She's a former Secretary of State, former Senator from New York, former First Lady. She has a lot of cred. It would be ridiculous, regardless of what letter goes after her name, what she, you know, she would still be an important voice in American politics. Nancy Pelosi, I make fun of her a lot and get a lot of blowback from that. And Elizabeth Warren, I don't bother much. I really don't. So what else?
Well, 57 Dawn says, I pay attention to a wide variety of media, and the only place I ever see her mentioned anymore is conservative blogs and comic strips. I think it's about time you guys moved on.
That sounds logical on the face of it, but the fact of the matter is she's in our face every night. So she's there.
And Ignat says, judging from the book sales and lines, a lot of people don't want her to go away. Romney is talking about running for Senate in Utah. How come there are no demands for him to go away? You know what's funny? That people think she's somehow obligated to go away because the people who hate her want her to. Why would she listen to them?
Well, that's a good point. You know why I wanted to go away for a while is because you want someone to go lick their wounds, figure out what happened, and then if they come back later, they come back later. But there was no sense of self-awareness in any of this. You know, it's like it was everything and everybody's fault except hers.
Well, I haven't read the book, so I
no
hear
one
that.
Has, and
I
no
have
one
heard,
will.
Well, I've heard from people who read that she did say she did take some of the blame.
Yeah,
she just didn't take all of it. She still had all these other.
There are other factors, of course,
as well, but
are.
She did take some as well.
She was a terrible candidate. People did not like her or trust her.
And people commented on you saying that.
Okay.
Cheapskate was complaining about you bringing this up, and Third Base came to your defense saying, sometimes he says, lousy candidate, didn't campaign, and she blames Sanders or the Russians or her staff or any of the others she's blamed. The point is that she was a lousy candidate that possibly ran the worst campaign in U.S. presidential election history. To which Cheapskate responded, I wasn't challenging the statements made, only questioning what the purpose is of continuously repeating them. As in, it's over, the other guy won, now can we please get over it?
Well, it's a tough election. It was a bitter election. I'm just still stunned. Honest to God, I've said this before, that, you know, I wake up in the morning, we wake up to the news, and whenever they say President Trump today, blah, 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 and I still go, wait, what? That really happened? I'm still stunned that you could lose to that. There is no way in my mind that you could have lost to that guy. No way. And you had to be an extraordinarily bad candidate and run an extraordinarily bad campaign to lose. People would come back and say, and they'd obviously be, you know, factually correct, she won the popular vote by 3 million votes or more. And it was, you know, and that's pretty remarkable. And to still lose, that takes a level of incompetence and boobery that is unequaled in American history. And now we're facing, and the fact is, we're stuck with this administration, which is maybe the weirdest, most polarizing, most divisive, worst administration in the history of the country. Lincoln, you know, the country broke in half during his administration, but that kind of started beforehand, so we can blame Buchanan for that one. Anyway, so is she? She's still very much relevant, very much a player in all this.
And the Democrats need to learn as to what happened in this election and talk about it and think about it so they can avoid it in the next one.
Exactly.
And okay, a lot of people wrote in. I'm not going to mention them individually because they complained about you criticizing Hillary and not Trump.
Oh my
saying
God!
He's
oh my
your
God!
Guy. I don't know. He's your guy, and Scott's and the people who did say that you complained was just he got what he wanted and he complains. And Jay Gray sticking up for you.
Thank you, Jay.
Saying, "Wow, gotta love the mind reading hate here. I do not recall Stantis ever being a Trump supporter. His strip has shown issues all with Trump as a candidate. And as president, he points out how the twice failed presidential candidate, Hillary, is still trying to figure out who to blame for her loss and people automatically jump on him."
Yeah, well, thank you. Who is that again?
Jay Gray.
Jay Gray, thank you so much. Yeah, to call me a Trump supporter is... laughable is not the word. I mean, the strips endorsed the Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, and his running mate, Bill Weld. And that's who I ended up voting for. And I am a never Trump Republican. And that means there's two of us in the country, apparently, or four, if you count Senator Corker, who came out with that great tweet over the weekend saying that the White House has turned into an adult daycare. And I think he's right. And I'd like to see more Republicans come out and say this because, you know, we're in such deep trouble. And I care about this country so very, very much. And you had a great line recently when you said about Trump.
What did I say? I don't remember. I say a lot of things.
How you wish you could go a day.
Oh, without having to hear his name or think about him. Because with other presidents, you didn't think about them every single day when something came up or there was an issue. President whoever, but
yeah,
Trump,
the Union.
It's like you can't avoid him. You cannot avoid him at all.
No, and that's clear. It seems to me that's what he wants. I mean, he's like the penultimate, you know, child.
Yeah, did you hear that he erased all of his tweets supporting Luther Strange?
Yeah, down in the Alabama senatorial campaign. Yeah. That's who we have in the Oval Office, folks. Well, on that note.
Well, I do have one,
okay, one
person
more?
Who does like your Honey Bunny.
Okay.
Raphael writes, thank you, thank you. I love me some Honey Bunny. Just the way she is illustrated is a laugh riot. She doesn't even need dialogue. She's just plain funny.
Thank you. And we're going to add some more characters coming up. And we're going to switch. I keep trying to switch away from, you know, Trump bashing, which I get tons of email about that, saying, stop it. Why are you bashing? Why don't you go on something else?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of, you get both. No matter what, if you bash one day, and even if you bash the other the next day, whoever is unhappy with you say, you never attack the other side.
Yeah, I never attack the other side. That's what I don't do. And that's, you know, I think people felt, especially 10 years ago, this was going to be, it's now been, golly, 12 years since I launched Prickly City, that it was going to be strictly a conservative toe the, you know, there's another conservative strip out there that does do nothing but toe the Republican and conservative line. I can't do that. I've got to think about these issues and come to my own conclusions, and I hope you do as well. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, then listen, thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. It sure feels good to have Janine back, doesn't it?
I've been back already.
I know, but you're still here.
Yes.
Usually you can stand me for a week or two and then you go away.
No.
It's true. But listen, and also to Brian Altimer, who is the producer here at WGN and WGN Plus. He is does a great job. He's closing on his house finally.
Oh, yay.
So I think, although he sent me a text this morning, which was a little cryptic. I wasn't quite sure what was going on with the house, but hopefully he won't be homeless for long.
Hopefully. He'll have a nice place to live.
Because he's a nice man. And he's a good father. So there you go. And thank you to WGN and WGN Plus, like I just said. And thank you again for listening. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you certainly can by going to gocomics.com/Prickly City or go to scottstantis.com. And if you want to leave a comment, maybe we'll read it on the podcast. And if you want to just contact us directly and have a dialogue, please feel free to do that at pricklycity@gmail.com. For everyone here, I want to thank you, and until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.